you didn't know. You know, when you come through Mobile or something, you get lost. But you can sit down sometime and just picture where houses have been. And I can remember where some have been. I used to live right across the street from the gym when my baby girl was a baby. Wasn't no bigger than the one she got now. And the other one was just quite about, I'd say about 6 or 7 years old. Right across the street, and I can just picture now how the houses was here. And where I'm working at, it was houses sitting there too. So it's just some change. Really have. And it have built up, and it is, I don't know what is the prettiest city, because that's the only place I ever been, but it really have been, and all downtown is the same way too. And they also have built the Valley on Ross way out. It's really nice. Very nice to go shopping.
Do you think it's nicer now?
Oh, yeah, it's real nice. It have come a long way. Mobile have the buildings. Really nice. Real nice.
How about a lot of the old houses?
Oh, yeah, girl. You know, they did a good job when they tore them down, all these old ragged shacks. Oh, and they still got to get some more. Some more tore down, too. But when they had it, they had the city inspector go around there. And they're doing a wonderful job. They really. And if it's keep on and get all these old houses down, and Mobile would be more pretty.
Do you like the big old houses though? The railings and the, you know, I've seen some big ones around that are sort of pretty.
Yeah, those are the ones that they, you know, try to keep. But the ones, the most best ones, you see. Because it's right small, the big ones still up, but they're more, fixed them up, you know, and kind of make them look better. But most of all those are the rags and shacks, and they had them torn down. And they're still on the job, going and inspecting. And they're doing a nice job of getting them all. Because they hold so many rats and roaches. And, you know, some just be just standing there and accumulate paper and stuff and all that. It's really, really have changed a lot since I've been here.
Now, where are you living now?
I live on Spruce Street, 1452 Spruce Street. And that's way back then. I don't like it neither. It's way back. It's just you know, just a little straight. It's go out straight to Cedar Avenue, and then you turn, and then it's a little cut off street. But right there, where the woods are. I don't like back then. I'm gonna try to get away from back then myself. And as long as I've been in Mobile, I have never been that far back. You know, on the street like that, just a swamp. You know, back by the swamp park.
Now, tell me. I don't know anything about Mobile. Tell me a little bit more about the area that it's near. You said it's near
a... See, you can go to an avenue, and you turn off the street to Cedar Avenue, and you keep straight back. And it's down there where the GOK radio station is. It's way back in here.
Which direction? North, south?
It's north. Mm-hmm. They keep going north back there.
About how many miles?
See, one... I'd say about 5 miles from the avenue.
Can you draw me a picture? We like to get just a floor plan of the house that you've been living in longest.
The one I've been living in the longest.
Just show me a square or whatever shape it is.
Let me see.
And labeling the rooms, you know.
Oh, let me see now. I think I can picture some of it now. You're just like my little grandson. He had me drawing all the time. Grandma Daisy, draw this. Grandma Daisy, draw that. I'm going to try now.
Yeah, then draw it as if you were looking down on top of it. Not at the front, but
the
say
front.
You were up on the roof looking down.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. And then you can see the room.
Yeah, like that.
Oh, let me see. One on this side. Just draw how many rooms? Another one. I think it's 4 or 5.